Right now, let's talk about travel. It's time to go to France, and it's bonsoir, Megan Singleton.
Bonsoir, Andrew.
Bonsoir. You have arrived in Nice after a cruise on a small but perfectly formed ship.
Yep, I cruised out of Istanbul 8 days ago, and it's just been the most amazing itinerary. It's probably the cruise for those people who can't stand the thought of being crammed in with 3,000 people on a big ocean liner. And, we've had 8 days at sea, stopping at different ports in Greece, Sicily, Italy, and Corsica, and then today we ended up in Nice.
Wow. So how many people does this ship take?
It's got 132 cabins, so I guess, double that for the people. And then it takes another 130 crew, so it's quite attentive with the crew, but it's also not invasive with the crew. And I've been on ships before where, the cruise director jumps on your telly in the morning and wakes everybody up. You get none of that. It's very discreet. The ship is only 1 year old, actually, and it's absolutely state-of-the-art. It's called Le Austral, and it belongs to the Ponant Company. It's just amazing.
Now, what I love about your cruise is that you actually visited some of the great sites of all antiquity, including Delphi and Olympia.
Yeah, Delphi, if you know the excursions, I chose to do a few of these excursions, and they range from sort of €50 to €70, depending on how far away it is. If you're going to do one excursion, make it Delphi. This is where the ruins of the Apollo's temple is, and it's really, really well preserved. And so I went mental with my camera, and I've put together a slideshow of all sorts of my favourite highlights of Delphi. It blew me away. Script into marble rock that dates back to 600 BC, and statues that are perfectly still formed, and pillars and treasury buildings and amphitheatres, and are just incredible.
And you went for a run in the very first Olympic Stadium.
Well, I put my feet on the starter blocks of the very first Olympic Stadium, but that's fascinating. I mean, that's a vast area, and it was covered, it had been destroyed over the years by the Christians, and then by earthquakes, and then by a great big river flood. So they're really only just starting to excavate it. And the guide told me that Greece has run out of money, because I'm like, you're standing on these kind of paddocks, and underneath is a whole lot more of this first Olympic city that ever existed. And that blew me away as well. Just incredible.
And speaking about buried, I've actually been there before. When my family came out from England, when we emigrated when I was 2 years old, we actually stopped off at Pompeii, so I've been there, but I can't remember it. But you've been there, the city buried by the eruption of Vesuvius.
Yeah, Vesuvius in 79 AD, and you'll see the petrified remains, I suppose, but full skeletons of people who died, because apparently, so Vesuvius killed people by its noxious gases, and then the lava and ash came, and the city was covered up to 25 metres, so they've excavated the city out. In fact, they only found it by mistake, because some developers were about to build some new stuff up there in Italy, and they came across what they had been looking for centuries, was the old city of Pompeii. And so we saw people in Roman baths just lying as they were. There's apparently a dog. I didn't see a dog, and the first ever probably doormat sign in the world that says beware of the dog. There's houses that are still really, really complete, and they've all been excavated out just absolutely carefully and exquisitely, and that was amazing. It was crawling with tourists, I have to say, and so it's a vast, vast city, so the guide, you'll see different things depending on how busy it is in the day, and so we saw things that perhaps other groups didn't see, and vice versa, but Vesuvius hovers over it, still looms over it in the background, at half the height that it used to be, by the way, because it blew itself off.
It sounds like a magnificent trip, and of course you've got photographs and videos.
Absolutely.
on your blog.
I've been very clever, I think, and I've put together a 5-minute video of my favourite photos, which, since I've taken about 1,000, I've had to be very ruthless, so people can have a really good look at what you'll get if you do this cruise, and of course have a good look around the ship, because they've got an Antarctic itinerary coming up for the winter. So I've just had the best time. It's been amazing.
So
here I am in Nice.
Yeah, all the details are on bloggeratlarge.com. Yes, you're at the Hotel La Perouse in Nice on the Quai des États-Unis, which is basically United States Street. What's going to happen for the rest of this week?
I'm off to London tomorrow to visit the Queen. I'm going to have 4 days there. I'm staying in a couple of different properties, and I'm really looking forward to getting back into my old stomping ground, doing a bit of shopping, catching up with friends, and hoping that there's a nasty chill coming through that I won't be too freezing in my Côte d'Azur outfits, and then Singapore, and then finally home.
Great. We look forward to catching up with you wherever you are in the world in a week's time. And of course, all details of Megan's travels are on her blog site, bloggeratlarge.com. Au revoir.
Au revoir.